Reds get bailed out!
We get sold out!
The Employee Free Choice Act, which is currently before Congress, is designed to make unionization easier. Earlier today, union workers stopped in front of several downtown banks who were lobbying against it. Antonio Jones, a political representative for the LA County Federation of Labor, says they targeted banks that had received federal bailout funds.
Today here, we're just trying to get the message out that these banks will receive bailout money, that they're actually using that money to fight against workers' rights.
The march started outside Bank of America and ended at Citibank. It attracted members of several unions, including the Service Employees International Union and the United Steelworkers.
The Employees Free Choice Act gives working folks the right to use their signature to sign up if they want to be a part of a union or not.
Under current labor laws, if a company's employees want to form a union, they must go through several steps, including a secret election. The Employee Free Choice Act would allow workers to bypass the election and would simply require the signatures of a majority of employees. Critics say that because the signatures would not be secret, the process could subject workers to pressure and harassment from union members. The bill would also strengthen penalties against companies that discriminate against or illegally fire union workers during organizing campaigns and contract negotiations. Congress will likely vote on the bill this summer. President Obama has said he will sign the bill if it passes. Esther Pomeroy, Annenberg Radio News.